As we hear in the scriptures tonight, this weekend, this Sunday is a day of rejoicing because of who God is and that God has given us all that we need. I'm preaching this homily tonight for me as well as for you because I've found out I have a herniated disc and spinal stenosis. And I'm on medication, so I'm feeling pretty good. But nonetheless, I have to remember that I'm struggling with that. And you know, we all have our faults and struggles and problems and issues that we have to deal with in life. And Zephaniah the prophet says to us, in the face of all of that, "You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, 'Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals.'" There's a lot of hope there. A lot of hope that God, in fact, rejoices over us. It isn't the fact that we're here to rejoice in the fact that God has come to us, but the fact that God himself rejoices over us. If you can remember back, those of you who are parents, at the first sight of a newborn, you know what that feeling is, that wonder and that awe, that moment when you see that face for the first time. It might be kind of squishy, but you love it anyway. That awe and that wonder over new life. That's what God is experiencing with us, his awe and wonder in us. And so we celebrate that today. In the gospel, we hear about John the Baptist preaching a gospel of repentance. Certainly we sin. We don't always measure up to that love of God. But we know that we can come to God and ask forgiveness, and it will be more than forgiven. It's the great hope we have. We are surrounded by God's love, and we will never be destroyed. God will have the last word with us, not the evil or the struggles we share. John the Baptist talks about a prophecy of doom to those who extort, fail to share, and who take advantage of others that we hear in the gospel today. Those who asked him, the soldier, the tax collector, and so forth, they all were told they better behave. They asked what I should do, and he said things to them that they didn't want to hear. You know, don't extort, don't do this, don't do that. These are my people whom I love. So, when evil seems to triumph, when evil seems to triumph, Lord, When evil seems to triumph, Lord, and our hope begins to fail, give us courage and perseverance in doing your will. That's kind of the message for us today. That when things seem to fail or get tough, God is there for us. And we can rejoice even in the midst of our struggles. Because we know we won't fail in the end. We won't be destroyed. We won't be forgotten. And we do that, and then what the translation of that into our lives is, be there for other people so they don't feel forgotten. They don't feel alone or struggling alone or unimportant. They are people as well, and because we have resources, we share. That's what we do at Christmas. That's what Christmas, our St. Thomas Becket Christmas giving program is all about. To share with those who don't have as much so that they too can feel that love of God through us, that they know that they're special to God just as we are special to God. That's what it's all about. That's what really Christmas is all about, to help other people feel just as special as we are special. That God loves them, God cares for them, and he rejoices in us. And that we can help others rejoice as well, who wouldn't otherwise be able to do that. So we have an opportunity here. We have a great opportunity to celebrate this love of God for us and to share it with one another in this Christmas time.